Here's Mr. Pip, aged parent. Nod your head at him, Mr. Pip. He's completely deaf, but he likes to see people nod at him.
This is a fine house of my son, sir, cried the old man, nodding back at me. It should be kept by the nation for the public to visit after my son's death.
You're proud of it, aren't you, aged? Said Wemmick, his face losing all its usual hardness as he looked at the old man. I hope Mr. Jaggers admires your home, Mr. Wemmick? I asked. He's never been here, never met the aged, never been invited. No, the office is one thing, and private life is another. At the office I never speak of the castle, and at the castle I don't think about the office.
The aged was obviously looking forward to the evening ceremony of firing the gun. At 9 o'clock exactly, Wemmick fired it. As the tiny house shook, the aged jumped up and down in his armchair, crying excitedly,
I heard it! That's the gun!
Supper was excellent, and I spent the night in the smallest bedroom I'd ever seen. Next morning, as Wemmick and I walked back to London, I noticed his face becoming drier and harder, and his mouth becoming more like a postbox again. When we arrived at the office, nobody could have guessed that he had a home, or an aged parent, or any interests at all outside his work. Wemmick was right in saying that Mr. Jaggers would invite me to dinner. Startop, Drummle, Herbert and I were asked to go to the office at 6 o'clock the next evening.